It's Wee Family's Always Number One, 96.5 September. It is Friday morning and Child Protection Week kicks off next week. It was a big night last night. The annual awards presentation took place and nine categories. One of the winners from the nine categories was Next Step Aftercare. Joining us this morning is Adam McMurray. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Ilya. How are you?
Very good, mate. Congratulations, too. Well done on the award.
Yeah, thank you very much. What an honour to accept such a prestigious award.
Yeah, a lot of hard work goes in. I mean, whether there's awards or not, a lot of hard work goes in, obviously paying off. What does receiving the award mean to you and Next Step?
It certainly means a lot for us. Next Step's quite new to the scene as far as the service goes. You know, Life Without Barriers was very fortunate to pick up the Next Step service, along with some other providers as well. So it is a collaboration between a number of different services. To be nominated for this award, and we've been running since about March 2015, and I know there's been a lot of hard work that's been put in, but most importantly it's been what we've been able to achieve with the young people that are attached to the service.
Now Adam, I mean, Child Protection Week next week, it's 30 years of Protection Week. Tell us what Next Step does and how does it set you apart from everyone else?
So Next Step came about off the back of the recommendations from the Child Protection Commission back in 2013. It's a direct result of these forms. So in Queensland, people may not be aware, but many young people that leave care, generally at the age of 18, are quite often without the help and assistance of the Department of Child Safety and other resources that may have been there previously. And they don't always have a family to go home to in some cases. They generally have to work things out on their own. And as we know, many Australians or young Australians quite often, ask for assistance from mum and dad or pop back in and out of home as they come across some of life's hurdles. And Next Step Aftercare was put in place and developed based around young people's needs and particularly those that have left care. So we're able to help all young people. It's open to young people who have been in care and are no longer in care, age 15 to 21. And it stretches right across the state of Queensland.
And the impact you've seen with your own eyes over the time that you've been involved in this, I mean, it's a big impact, isn't it?
It's quite amazing, actually. About 500 young people leave care every year. It's a bit of an approximate number there. We've been, so far in the last 18 months, able to get in touch with roughly about 700 young people who have been eligible to the service just through Life Without Barriers, so much more through the other service providers as well. We've been able to do some incredible work with young people, and some of it's like very simple. There's a number of things that they can do. We've got a 24/7 phone line there. It's assisted a number of young people with affordable accommodation and also ensuring that they have the household goods and necessities that go along with that. Of course, education, training and employment. All those general life skills, I guess, that are required to become an adult. We will assist young people with that as well. Or it might just be that the young person requires a check-in from someone once in a while, just to check in and say, how are you going? Is everything all right? And can we assist you with anything further? So there's a number of ways that we can assist, and we've been able to do that, as I said, right across the state. So we've had some exceptionally great stories, and it's really good to offer a service up to young people that previously wasn't there up until March 2015.
Well, Adam, I mean, ahead of Child Protection Week, what a great way to kick it off. You picked up the award. Well done to you. And I guess ahead of next week, what else do you think can be done to better improve the lives of children going through troubling times?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's an aspect that does exist in all communities. And every young person, deserves the best that they can get out of life. And I think it really has to be, embraced by the community, and everyone needs to get on board. There is that old adage that it takes a village to raise a child, and I think in many aspects, the community as a whole can certainly assist young people, particularly if they have been in care along this road. Next Step really is just part of that process. There's many services that are offered through the Department of Child Safety, but also the non-government organisations that can assist with young people on this journey. And it's really around, embracing and nurturing and ensuring that they have lives that assist them in reaching their hopes and dreams.
Well, Adam, well done to you. Ahead of Child Protection Week, picking up an award too from Next Step. Adam, thanks a lot and best of luck for the future, okay?
Thanks for having me, Ilya.